Why write a book? Because I was told to. This is probably an unusual way to introduce a book, but it's true. Do I always do what others tell me? No, but this chain of events is pretty unusual. The unusual thing is not that I learned to accept and embrace my intuition. The unusual thing is where this journey has led and where it might be heading. I am not an open book, which is humorous because here I am writing a book. I tend to keep my emotions and my innermost thoughts quite private. However, these stories need to be told. They need to be heard. I have been given these experiences and vignettes to share with others so that they too can experience healing. My hope is that my journey can be instrumental or inspirational for your own journey. My only disclaimer, I understand how outlandish this all may sound. 1 year ago, I would have thought that too. In my classes and readings, we have discussed spirit guides, healing masters, psychic surgeons, and non-human or alien life forms. So these encounters no longer seem strange to me. I have learned that I will never know everything there is to know about how this world works. The day I think I have it all figured out, I will know I am a fool for sure. I made a promise to narrate the things I have witnessed and learned, and I have tried to describe them chronologically, in enough detail, so the reader and listener can share in the experience. I am not an expert in any of these topics, except for my own experiences. Chapter 1, Diary of a Reluctant Psychic. I can't tell you how many times I have heard that everyone has the ability to read energy. Anyone can hone their sixth sense of intuition. But what if I just don't want to? No thanks. Don't go in the basement. I grew up in the 1960s, the youngest child of two working parents. Being a latchkey child, I was home frequently by myself. I hated it. No matter how long I had to wait, when I was alone, I sat at the kitchen table, seated in the one chair in which I could keep an eye on the TV and three doors at the same time. The door to the garage, the patio slider, and the door to the dreaded basement. I was always afraid. I thought all kids grew up thinking their basements were haunted. In retrospect, I am not sure that is the case. I would venture down to the basement only if someone else was home. Even then, I preferred that they were in the kitchen or already downstairs. Anytime I had to go down the stairs, I would stand at the top, flip on the lights, and listen for noises downstairs. I never heard any, but that didn't dissuade me from checking. My heart racing, I would quickly run down the stairs and jump past the open doorway to the right. This was the door that opened to my father's woodworking room, nicknamed the shop. I would run straight to my desired location, grab what I needed, and run back up the stairs as fast as humanly possible, again avoiding the doorway to the shop. I determined that skipping any of the 13 wooden steps would actually slow me down and throw me off balance if I needed to turn and defend myself. I didn't exhale until my feet landed safely back in the kitchen and I closed the basement door behind me. Not knowing what lurked in the shop or what might grab me as I ran upstairs elicited a true fight or flight response. Every time. For the lack of actual experiences I had, my level of abject terror made no sense.